And I'm Kate O'Reilly.
And you're listening to
XOXO
JK, a show about good stuff, real stuff, funny stuff, all the stuff that happened this week. We're gonna have a good chat about this. There was an article posted on City Pages this week about how Twin Cities transplants think that Minnesotans are kind of jerks. And I just thought that was a rather interesting, I don't know, this kind of topic always, I'm super fascinated by this type of thing.
I am too. I'm always checking in with whether or not I do it.
Yeah, that and like, you know, across the country, you know, there's like the stereotypes, all the different people that act different certain ways. And you always hear the term Minnesota nice, like people are nice, but they'll give you directions, but they'll never invite you to their house.
Like, yeah, like so that was the original article, was this NPR News blog about, and that's where that quote came from, like giving you directions anywhere but your house. So it was an idea that transplants here, and maybe it's just that we didn't have a lot of exposure to transplants because typically there's a lot of lifers here.
Yeah.
So
it's a good quality of life.
It's a great quality of life, Jen. Oh, you're right.
Yeah, no, it's like, oh yeah, come here. You got some green space. You got the co-ops, you know.
Oh yeah.
You got the bicycles. You got the lakes, you know. You got like good health care. You got a nice wage, you know. You got the good schools. You got a Democratic governor, you know, you got some stuff.
It says here that the traditional culture of Norway and Sweden, which a great population of Minnesotans are, for centuries was based on the concept of one people, one language, one religion, mm-hmm. which I think is really interesting. It's like, okay.
That's not at all.
The idea that like we are not a diverse community is a bunch of BS.
I agree because every single person I know that comes here and visits is like, oh,
what?
Everybody just like lives amongst each other. I'm like, yeah, that's like how it is, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
It's like your and neighbors are all different peoples.
I sort of like surprising people that way, actually. And I think, you know, I get that as an article, as a writer, you're supposed to like pick up a certain beat, write about it,
yeah,
be specific and everything. But all the articles that we're going to post about today and talk about today, which we'll post to the show notes, you know, really kind of, my main question with all of these articles is that really true?
Yeah, that and also is that the only thing you can think of to write about?
Well, and I really want to check in with like, am I defensive? Because I am from here.
Yeah.
But I really, especially adult friendships, like,
I don't know. We've became adult friends.
And also, I didn't have any friends after college. Yeah. Like, I had like one group of friends from college. I had some group from high school. But I had a hard time too. And I became a mom on the younger side. And then I started to go to ECFE. And those mm-hmm. became my friends, like other people with young yeah. children. Because adult friendships, as we know now, are about frequency and proximity.
Right.
So you're like frequently seeing people at work or at, you know, a sporting thing or a beer club or any club or something like that. Or you're neighbors
yep.
with them. Or drop, you know, doing stuff at drop offs. So I don't know that it's like statistically harder to make friends as an adult if whether you're from town or not. I think it's really about being
I think it's
open,
putting yourself out there too.
And not being a jerk. Yeah.
There was I didn't grow up here, but I grew up in Milwaukee, which is kind of, it's not really that similar, to be honest with you, other than they're both in the north area. But, you know, that the influx of people to Milwaukee versus here is a little different. And I remember, but I did go to college here. And so, like, I've been here now for more than half my life, which makes me feel like I'm from here, you know. And you meet people, you build up a network of people. So I can understand, like, I think when I think about moving somewhere else, it's like, ugh. But then I have to start all over again. That seems like a lot of work. But like people I know who've come here in their 30s, I can see how it would be kind of tough because you don't. But I think it'd be kind of tough anywhere because.
Right. To draw it back to like it's anyone who lived
specific.
In Scandinavia was like
anyone who lives in like Seattle or like San Francisco. It's like you got to put yourself out there. You got to like join stuff, do stuff, whatever. Like this is the same thing. I meet people, new people every day. It's not a, you know, we become friends or you don't become friends. Like it's not just about if they're from here or not from here. An article that Jen Sinclair posted, I think, not that long ago, that one of her friends wrote from the gym that was a transplant. We'll have to find the link to it. I read it.
Oh, great.
But she was a transplant and she didn't know what to do. So she joined this gym and suddenly she has all these people that are in her life and it's great. That's what I'm saying is that if you're going to like sit at your house and like not be proactive, then you're not going to meet anybody. Like
no matter where you're from.
Yeah. Doesn't right. matter. But if you like create a community for yourself, it's the same thing as like going to college. When you go to college out of state or in a new city or something, you have to join something or like introduce yourself to people. I always am like walking up to people being like, hi, I'm Jen. Because no one is necessarily, it's no one else's job to like do that for me.
Right. And you always are like, oh, I could never do that. Well, that's your problem.
Right.
That's your problem.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're Swedish.
No. And I think like I operate on a far less Minnesota personality. I consider myself like more like a tell it like it is personality. Mm-hmm. Like I'll be like, no. And here's why.
No,
it doesn't always
why.
Fit in so well here, you know, because I'm not going to be like, and then like, hate on you from behind your back, like that's not my jam.
Yeah, not me.
Passive
either.
Aggressiveness, like whew, boy, that is a real thing that's here.
You definitely will find people like that here.
Yes. We should catch up. In fact, I had this
so
conversation
many
last
ways.
Night.
Yeah,
I had this conversation last night with one of my friends I hadn't seen for a while. We were at this wedding and she was like, oh god, we should like hang out, like let's go get brunch or whatever. And I was like, yes, I would love that. And I go, and let's for real do it, not just talk about how we're going to do it. You know, because like some people, there's like the people that you don't really want to hang out with. And you're like, oh, God, we should totally get together. But like in your head, you're like, we're never getting together.
I was just thinking about that the other day. Yeah. I was trying to put into words into a tweet about the people that I just am like friends with
yes.
on Twitter that have never asked me to do anything and how fucking amazing that is.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just the acknowledgement that we don't necessarily have yeah. to get together to be friends.
Right.
That we can be, like, friends on Twitter and that's it.
Right.
I just love that idea. Maybe that's the opposite of what we're talking about today, but I was just trying to put
no,
that
I
same
thing
into... No,
I think you have friends in different places. Like, that's, you know, but...
Sort of like that frequency, proximity thing. Like, yeah. they're close to me.
Yeah.
You know,
But I do think
through the internet,
you know, Minnesotans, like if we're going to generalize, I think in taking you and me, of course, out of this equation, because obviously,
yeah,
but like vulnerability, it seems like is a challenge, you know, for people to kind of like peel back layers. And that's why I think we respond so strongly to people who do that. For example, like our friend Nora, you know, who puts her whole everything like on the internet or whatever, like people respond to her story because it's like a real vulnerable thing. And we don't do that ourselves. So it's,
or we just don't even have the skills to yeah. try. Yeah. I mean, that Me Too moment is a huge human moment where they're yeah. like, Me Too. I felt like that too.
Like how I used to drive across I've driven across the 35W bridge before and then it collapsed and I was like, yeah, me too. Like that.
Yep. Exactly like that.
Totally kidding. Good job. It's awful. That bugs me though when people do that where it's like something catastrophic happens and then people will be like, I was totally almost there. And you're like, except you weren't.
That's one of those times where people need to learn to just be yeah. quiet.
That's a Minnesota thing.
Like too. It's okay to not have an opinion.
Right.
Or share a
or
thing.
Or just be quiet.
Yeah.
One thing I do notice, though, about Minnesota people and just in general, in comparison to other people in the Midwest, because like I said, I'm from Milwaukee, which is very close to Chicago. So, you know, I think we have a little more of this like brash kind of direct whatever. Mm-hmm. Minnesota people don't like to like single themselves out necessarily, like promote themselves. I think we've talked about this maybe once before, but like.
Yes.
But like, you know, if you're a performer in the Twin Cities, for example, and you're doing a show or you're on something, like so many people just don't even bother putting it out there. And it's like, how is anybody supposed to know that you're doing a thing where people have to voluntarily choose to come see it if you're not telling them? Like, do yes. you really not want to stray or like any kind of accolade or any kind of whatever? It's like, do you really just not want to stray from the group? Because that's a very Scandinavian thing.
The humility thing.
Yeah. It's like a group.
Is kind of rampant. And I do. Every single person I work with is like, I'm just really bad at promoting myself.
Yeah.
And then it's true. And then I think it goes one step further. And I always tell them, well, just like anything else, you can get better at that.
Yeah.
You know, like it's not my, I can't do all of this for you. But it goes one step further. And it goes to, then if you do, the rest of the group who has been humble for so long is like, oh my God, who does she think she is?
Yes. Oh my God.
Isn't that hilarious? Yes. So that part is very true.
Yes.
And I'm not a performer, but I had that come up with my business and just like saying things like, this felt really good today. Like I kicked ass today, or just calling yourself a lady boss or just like having that ownership over who you are and what you're accomplishing. And how it's weird to talk this through because I feel backlash about that. So that's sort of a
Minnesota in passive aggressive.
Yeah. Well, and I do think passive aggressive people, you know, live everywhere. God. So if this is our burden to bear, sort of like New York City gets, they're all brash jerks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We know not everyone that lives there is a brash jerk.
It's true.
But it's more personal here.
But it is funny because, you know, there's the stereotypes across the country and that's ours. I don't know. I'll handle it. I think that's fine.
Maybe I'm too close to it to see the real truth. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't think that you fall into the Minnesota stereotypes at all. I think that you are like a huge advocate for like what you want and what you need, which to me is like the epitome of everything opposite of that.
Yeah.
Like Minnesota nice to me is like, like if you didn't want someone to come to your house, you would be like, don't come to my house. You wouldn't be like, yeah, come over sometime.
You know what? Something interesting happened yesterday at this event I produced.
Yeah.
This, it was in a neighborhood. It's like a livability project.
Mm-hmm.
And I threw this event to like bring that neighborhood together and the community together. We did everything right like advertise it. We had huge numbers on digital media.
Nice.
People were responding to it. And this lady came over. I was like, arms full of stuff.
Oh, no. No.
Right? I am in event mode, and that is not a time to, right? It's not even kind to come over to someone who has their arms full. She goes, you know, I know everything that goes on in this neighborhood. And I think she called herself Miss News. I am Miss News. And I didn't know that this was happening today.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, okay, first of all, she's standing in the middle of where it's happening.
Right.
I'm like,
you're here.
You found it. Like, know now. And like, we spent money. We did all the, you know, local papers, not just digital, all sorts of stuff. All the shops had signs up and down Minnehaha Avenue, which is where it was. Shops, like paper signs, note cards for takeaways. Seriously, like, I run a really tight ship. This was a well-advertised event. And then I didn't know at first exactly how it's going to go. Do you know how that is?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, this is going to go one way or the other.
Yeah.
So I said, we did a ton of promotions. I'm giving her, like, a bone, right? Just like, we did this and like that. And she goes, well, if people don't know from the neighborhood. And I go, I'm so sorry. I appreciate your stopping by. But I'm not in the place to talk about this right now.
Good for you.
Like completely shut her down and was like kind about it.
Yep.
But I was just like.
What was her reaction to that?
Oh, she goes, oh, okay. You know, she wasn't, you know, she just was not expecting me to, you know, and that's just like.
Why would you ever go up to somebody and say something like that? I just like there's no.
With your arms full, like.
No.
I have no idea. I would never approach anyone who had their arms full of anything ever.
No.
To say something that wasn't like, your eggs are about to fall out of your bag. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it just isn't even nice. And it's not even kind or thoughtful. Like, it's not just about being nice. But anyway, that just made me think of that moment where.
You shut it down.
I did. And it doesn't matter at all. Like, I'm not, this old lady is not. And I, old, young, whatever. I've encountered so many people like that
but
in my
time. But
that's
about that all. That's about her and her own issues.
She went in
issues.
For the sting.
Yeah. That's her own issues. Like,
and
it's
I was like, well.
She clearly takes a lot of pride on being the gossip person in the neighborhood. And
yeah.
You
and there were hundreds of families that, you know, from the neighborhood.
Whoa.
In attendance, like strollers. And
yeah. You shut her down like a bomb.
I did. And then one of the vendors that was working there was like, oh, girl, you are so good. Like, kind of overheard the whole thing.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. But that was, it's a good example of it. Of just like, so it's like, it is passive aggressive in that it's so self-serving. Like, she wasn't doing any good.
Yeah.
So, but, and I wanted to say, too, this Thrillist article that you linked to went pretty far.
It did. And I apologize because my computer is going to die in a few minutes.
Oh.
It's at 7%.
Here, I'll give you this.
Thanks. Oh, God. Oh, made it. Okay, good.
We did it. We're solving problems. Yeah, some of these articles just take it too seriously, I guess. But I'm having realizations about maybe how true it is as we talk.
I love this, like, the mother differentiation, like, where it said in the Thrillist article, they're doing, like, a few different forms of passive aggression. So, like, the Northeast Jewish mother takes the most direct approach.
I like
oh,
that.
You're going out tonight, even though you're only home 3 nights from school? No, I understand. You're Mr. Popular. So if you want to leave your poor mother, that's fine. I love that. The Southern Baptist mother brings Jesus in for backup. Going out tonight with those boys? Do you really think that's what an upstanding young Christian man should be doing? And then a Midwestern mom plays it very passive. Going out? You sure? I love that.
Like, no specifics.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember, like, one time, this is one time when I was growing up, I got picked up from high school. Like, I didn't have a car all through high school. And yeah. And so I always get rides home from my friends and, like, we had sports practice or whatever, tennis practice. And my mom, at the tennis courts, I saw my mom's car, like, roll up to the courts. And I was like, that's weird. Why is she here? So I went out to the car and she's like, oh, I was just in the neighborhood. I thought I'd pick you up. And I was like, my high school is 8 miles away from my parents' house. Like, there was no neighborhood around there, you know? So she's like, I'll, you know, get in. So we were driving home and, you know, it takes about 15 minutes to drive home. And we're about halfway home and my mom staring straight ahead, driving, just doesn't even look at me. And she goes, so, is there anything you want to talk to me about before we get home and have to discuss it with your father? And I was like, oh, shit.
We have all been there.
Yeah,
bro.
I was like, what does she know? But like, how passive aggressive, you know what I mean? Instead of being like,
yeah,
direct, like what, you know, and I like racked my brain trying to think of like what trouble I was in that she could possibly know about.
And then, don't tell her the wrong thing.
Yeah. But then you end up coming clean of everything because you, you know,
as long as we're in the safe zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I liked your, the different personas that you pointed out. And I think that it's just like a New Yorker would defend New Yorkers as being. Yeah. Right? Like maybe they are the types, or maybe cities with more transplants have more, you know, like.
Yeah, because how many people in New York are from New York? I mean, a lot of people, but there's a lot of transplants there too.
Oh, yeah, because it's like the place dreams are made, right?
Concrete jungle where dreams are made of. There's nothing you can't do.
Oh that was
New
so lovely.
York.
Thank you for that musical interlude.
That's musical my impression of Alicia Keys. Thank you.
I like it. I like it a lot. Good
New
job.
York.
Austin, Texas is all transplants. No one has ever said to me, while I was in Austin, I'm from Austin.
Where dreams are made of.
Anyway, the whole point is to say.
Nothing you can't do.
Let's be nice to each other and like be attracted and invite the people over that you
really
want
to hang out with. I don't care if you don't want to hang out with the other people. Don't tell them that you do. Just be done with it.
You're a transplant. I like you. I invite
you
to my
too.
House.
I invite you to
You're
my house.
You're in my house
too.
Right now.
I'm in your house right now. But I'm in your house right now where you can see me. Not like in your house right now where it's like dark outside and you have a cordless phone and I called you and said I'm in your house right now. Not like that.
The call came from inside the house?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not like that.
I like it.
I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Totally. You nailed it. Thanks for joining us today. You're the best.
Oh my God. This is hilarious. This is good. Thanks for joining us. You're the best. This is Jen. You can find me on the internet at jenchall.com.
This is Kate, and you can find me on the internet at clever-kate.com.
And you can find us on Twitter at
Kate Clever. No, Clever Kate.
Or Jen Child. We're so tired right now.
This unraveled a little bit. Yeah, that's okay. I'm good with it.
You know what? It's like sometimes we just need to be vulnerable, just like Minnesota is.
We're starting today, right here.
Right now. Right here, right now. There's no other place I'd rather be.
You can find this podcast if you're, you know, going to plan to listen after today on mathishard.net or anywhere you listen to podcasts, including iTunes.
XOXO. JK.